At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Day 117, Joe abandons Americans, 130 days since he promised not to do it, over 100 days, now 101 days since Joe has mentioned the Americans he abandoned behind enemy lines, military family members, hundreds of Americans, according to his own administration, thousands of green card holders, and tens of thousands of Afghan allies. Now women are being beaten in the street. They have lost their rights to go to school and work. They must dress a certain way. They can only travel with male relatives, etc. The old Taliban is the new Taliban. No different. No plans to get Americans out. No discussion. Nothing. Joe turned the page. The mob and the media turned the page. And you might say, Hannity, how long are you going to keep counting this down? Till our fellow Americans are home. That's my answer. Somebody's got to remember them. Nobody else talks about it. I refuse to abandon them or forget them. And I do hear from some of their family members. Wish Donald Trump could figure out a way to get in touch with these people and say, I'm going to be back in 3 years. You better let them out now. Now it looks like 14 senators are going to go along with weak Mitch McConnell with this scheme of his usual band of suspects. A one-time only special occasion rule where Democrats don't have to use the reconciliation process to raise the debt ceiling, something that McConnell said he wouldn't do the first time he did it. Last time he did it with Republicans voting with him directly to raise the debt ceiling. This time they just vote for the one-time exemption that the Democrats will vote to raise the debt ceiling, but the vote for the extension is the same exact thing. And then they tell you, well, we kept our promise. We promised not to vote to raise the debt ceiling. No, you vote to create a special rule to allow the Democrats to do it and not have to reach cloture of 60 votes. It's unbelievable. Joe Biden's polls are imploding. Nancy Pelosi and her house is in the midst of a civil war politically. Chuck Schumer is scared to death of AOC. Inflation is through the roof. Where do we get new indicators on inflation tomorrow? We're also going to get a CBO score tomorrow on the Build Back Better New Green Deal socialist madness. And this score will eliminate the accounting gimmicks used by the Democrats, which is, oh, no, no, these policies are only in place for 1 year. We're only funding it for 1 year. And we know damn well that it's going to be for 10 years. It will be between $4 and $5 trillion is my estimate, as every other estimate that is worth, their salt, like Penn Wharton, for example. Once they abandon the accounting gimmicks of the Democrats, you watch now. Russia, China are on the march. Inflation through the roof. You know, the media stepping all over. The gas prices are down 2 cents, 2 old cents on fake news. CNN, it's down a nickel now. It's down a nickel. We're saving a nickel on gas. Joe's helping us by releasing the oil reserves, which is not good for our national security. Don't listen to DeRoy Murdoch, who knows what the hell he's talking about, and a 38% reduction in energy production in this country. Well, that has now created a worldwide decrease in the supply of energy. The demand remains constant. Thus, you're paying more, almost $1.50 a gallon more to fill up your tank for every gallon. 20, 25, 30 bucks more. People are buying wood, you know, so that they can build fires to heat their home as a means of mitigating what will be the highest cost increase in heating a home this winter. Unless you live in, you know, a climate where you don't have to heat your home. Good for you. All of this is now happening. Russia, China on the march. Homicide rate, defund, dismantle the police. No bail has done such a great job. Is off the charts. Biden's expanded welfare payments now have 4 million workers quitting their jobs and seemingly never wanting to go back to work. 27% of the American people approve of what's going on in, In my lifetime, I've never seen a political party that has a bleaker prospect than these Democrats right now. Well, that was until today because of Mitch McConnell and his usual band of suspects. You know, they did what they said for 2 long months they wouldn't help the Democrats raise the debt ceiling. Why should they? The Democrats have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. They don't need that. They've totally eliminated any Republican input as it relates to the budgetary process. Totally, completely eliminated it. Now, Mitch McConnell, for the second time, this is why he has no business being the leader in the Senate. For the second time now, he has now bailed Joe Biden and Schumer and Pelosi out to give them more time to get their Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism up and running. 14 out of 50 Republican senators look like they're going to voted with Mitch on this debt limit deal with Mitch. It was really a deal between Mitch and Schumer and Pelosi. You know, it's so sad to me. You know, Tom Tillis, Richard Burr, who's leaving, John Cornyn, really? John, you know, Mitch McConnell has his favorite little senators. They have their little, you know, club together. This represents the swamp Republican attitude. You know, Roy Blunt is leaving. Barrasso's involved in this. Apparently, Joni Ernst, who's also in leadership, she's going to go along with this crap. You know, Lisa Murkowski, big shock there. Mitt Romney, another big shock. Portman, Wicker. It's the same predictable people, same thing every day. And none of it is, you know, if Republicans would just have a spine and a backbone. A lot's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to get indicators on where inflation is. And we're going to get that score from the CBO. And I want to see, once you take out the accounting gimmicks, how much Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism, we just need to rebrand it and repackage it, is going to somehow convince Americans to support it. I want to see what Joe Manchin does, because that would be an off-ramp. Tomorrow, I predict there will be an off-ramp for Joe Manchin. He's been talking about the negative impact on inflation, the negative impact of raising energy prices by artificially reducing the world supply, and that's what we're doing. Americans now, the Associated Press is even reporting this, Biden inflation, 31-year high, forcing tens of millions of Americans now to cut their budgets, trim their lifestyles to keep pace with the soaring cost of living. Two-thirds of Americans now say their household costs have risen since Joe Biden was elected, with only about 25% who say their incomes have increased. According to a poll, AP and the Center for Public Affairs Research, half say their incomes have stayed the same. 25% say their incomes have dropped. The fast rising prices that have been surging through the economy have forced many Americans to change their spending habits. About one third say, for example, that they're driving less often. 3 in 10 Americans say they're buying less meat than they normally and usually would. In the past year, gas prices have jumped nearly 50%. The cost of meat is up dramatically, and the cost of pretty much everything we buy in every store we go to is costing more. Even the dollar store is now the $1.25 store. Most people say the higher prices for goods and services have had at least a minor effect on their financial lives. 4 in 10 say the hit has been substantial. Who is this impacting the most? The poor and the middle class. I thought the Democrats had a monopoly of compassion for the poor and the middle class. Marist NPR poll, only 38% of Democrats approve of Biden's presidency. That's it. Not exactly good news for Joe. This on top of, you know, other news that we have. By the way, a double-digit margin. Americans now say Donald Trump handled COVID better than Biden. You know, Joe Biden, in large part, in the media mob, big tech mob protection program, hiding in his basement bunker most of the election, you know, blistering Trump every day. Somebody that loses 220,000 American lives has no business remaining president. Well, we've lost 360,000 under Joe Biden, and the number rises every day. And the latest sign Biden is falling out of favor, Rasmussen reports, you now have double-digit margin. Americans are saying that Biden has done a worse job than Donald Trump on the issue of COVID. Well, then we could say worst job on the economy, double digits. And then the border, is that, that's kind of a no-brainer. On energy, that would be another one. I doubt Americans like the idea of abandoning Americans behind enemy lines. We can add the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan to this mess. And then, of course, now we have 175,000 troops of Vladimir Putin, who's getting rich again because of Joe Biden's waiver on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They're getting ready to invade Ukraine. That seems somewhat inevitable, just like probably after the Olympics. I would expect that China is going to push forward with their reunification efforts of Taiwan. In other words, a takeover of Taiwan, because Russia's determined, China's determined, the mullahs in Iran have determined, Kim Jong-un have determined that America has a cognitively declining, precipitous decline in a president, weak and frail and out of it. And we'll play some tape that proves it all later in the program today. If you look at the poll I mentioned yesterday in the Boston Herald, 22% of Americans support Biden's reelection. That's it. Only 12% support Kamala Harris's election. Rasmussen shows that half of all likely voters have a, quote, very unfavorable view of Kamala. Now, if in fact, you know, if I'm right in my observation, Joe's decline seems to be accelerating. That's what it looks like to me. And it's not funny. I know for a while I joked about it. I'm not joking about it anymore because it's too serious. You can see that this guy is like a robot. The way he walks, where am I? What do I do? Oh, I'm not allowed to take questions. They don't let me. They get mad at me and everything. I mean, he cannot put sentences together. He's not in a strong cognitive state. He's not capable of even simply communicating by reading off a teleprompter successfully, as we saw yesterday. This is now getting dramatically worse. We now have a president that is clearly in severe cognitive decline. You know, I said this yesterday. Is there not anybody in the White House? Forget about what this means to the world, to have the leader of the free world in this state. Forget about what it means for the country for a second, because those things obviously matter. Is there anybody in the White House that looks at this guy and says, this just isn't right? He's not up to this job. Because if this decline continues, we're going to have a hard discussion in this country about whether or not he can continue in this capacity. Well, Hannity, you're talking about the 25th Amendment. Yeah, that would be the 25th Amendment that the mob and the media were constantly talking about with Donald Trump and his cognitive state. Well, he took a cognitive test and he aced it 30 out of 30. I'd love to see Joe take the same test. You think that's ever going to happen? I tend to doubt it. I went into this Wall Street Journal poll, a 30-point massive swing among Hispanic voters. And a majority of voters are pessimistic about Biden on the economy and pretty much every other key issue. In other words, it's some of the worst polling of any president in modern history. And their answer is, well, we just need a better marketing campaign and a better slogan. They're starting a new one. Building a better America. Build back better. Well, no, we're going to call it Building a Better America instead. And we're going to see this now every time Joe talks about his great achievements. Can you name one? Ask yourself this question. Can you name one? And if you can, call us. I'd love to know what it is. 800-941-SHAWN. Look, there is a shortage of practically everything in the country right now. People are starting to panic about finding Christmas gifts. Many of you have heard me raving about Henry repeating arms. You want a rifle or a shotgun. If you don't want to disappoint yourself or others that you want to give it as a gift to, you can start today by going to henryusa.com, henryusa.com. You'll get a free catalog, list the dealers where you live, really cool decals that they will send to you. Now, demands for Henry's have never been higher, and that's because you can't find a better quality firearm, and I'm speaking from experience. They are reliable, they are affordable, they're accurate right out of the box. It's the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen, and I've had a specially designed Henry that I literally put in a showcase in my house because I'm a collector, Every Henry comes with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. It protects you and future generations. It's made in America or not at all. More than 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. But now's the time to start the process. Just go to henryusa.com. You get a list of dealers, where you live, a free catalog, and free decals. You're going to love this company, henryusa.com.